Now, there can't be many parents who have not at some time screeched at their children, for goodness sake, just eat your greens, only to get the yuck response. Well, next weekend, there's to be a children's food festival in Oxford with the aim of enthusing youngsters about healthy eating. So what might draw them in? Fergus Lowe is Professor of Psychology at the University of Wales in Bangor and creator of the Food Dudes programme. The food writer Amanda Grant will be hosting the Kids' Kitchen at the festival. Amanda, why don't children just eat, as I'm afraid my generation did, what they're given?
Well, I think things have changed partly because parents are cooking less. I think you need to start as you mean to go on. And by that, I mean, when you wean your baby, you need to be, when you cook your vegetables, pureeing some of those vegetables for the baby. And then as the baby grows up and becomes a toddler, the next step is to just steam them and give them the sticks of vegetables. And I think if you do that from the beginning, then your babies are eating what you're eating and it's less of an issue. I think also my message is always to cook for you and your children once, so that it's not something that's perceived to take a lot of time, to cook for babies separately, cook for toddlers separately. Cook once, even if it means reheating it for yourself later. And also, I think there's too much choice. I think children nowadays are given different foods if the parents are worried that they're not going to eat something. I grew up eating the same food as the rest of my family, and I was never given any alternative. If I didn't eat it, I went to bed hungry.
Fergus, what do you put fussy eating down to?
Well, there have been huge changes in society in recent decades. And there is now available to children and to parents a huge range of, let's call it junk food, let's call a spade a spade. And this junk food is available everywhere. And the opportunity is there for children to gorge themselves on it. There is heavy promotion from the food industry for these foods. And that exerts huge pressure on children, particularly via other children, particularly at school. There's huge pressure to eat sweet, fatty, salty foods that are really bad for children and that really do damage their health.
So, to given Amanda that, you know, they might be used to burgers, chips and tomato ketchup, how do you start to approach healthy eating when you're in your kids' kitchen this weekend?
Well, this weekend, the Northmoor Trust are the organisers for the event, and they're very much about getting children back in touch with where food comes from. In kids' kitchen, it's very hands-on. The whole feel of the whole event can be very exciting. It's very original. I'm going to be cooking with children from start to finish. They will make recipes with other cookery schools coming into the kids' kitchen tent. But aside from the hands-on side where they're making pesto, they're going to be chapati making, there'll be pizza tossing, all those things, learning about where food comes from. There are lots of tents from field to fork, so we're going to be teaching children about how wheat grows and then grinding it up to make a grain into flour, what you make with the flour. There's all of that, but also the other side is the fun, the exciting part, really making it come to life. It's going to be a very playful atmosphere. We've got a roving bicycle which is going to be playing funky music about food. We've got a 30-foot pig, inflatable pig, which inside we're going to have street theatre people playing, acting out different themes, sort of farmyard themes, etc. So it's making food come to life, and I think that's what we're trying to do this weekend.
And Fergus, what's behind your Food Dudes idea?
Well, basically, I think all of the things Amanda's been saying about presentation of foods to children, it's very good, and I think the food festival is excellent in terms of what it's trying to do. But if we're really serious about doing something about the growing obesity epidemic, then we really do need schemes that will work as well in Brixton as they do in Bangor or Oxford. And so what we have done, we've developed a programme that can run in any school in Britain, and it's designed really to get children, to influence children, to learn to like the taste of fruit and vegetables. As you said, Jenny, it wasn't that long ago when kids did eat fruit and vegetables. Now they don't.